Zondervan presents God's Story, Your Story, When His Becomes Yours, by Max Lucado. Read by Mark Bramhall. Introduction. When God's Story Becomes Yours. Rawls, Texas, was a weathered tumbleweed of a town in 1965. The city center consisted of a two-story courthouse framed by a weedy lawn and bricked roads. One drugstore had gone out of business. The second was not far behind. The shelves of the Five and Dime were dusty and empty, like the street upon which it sat. The closest facsimile of a traffic jam occurred every morning when the farmers left the diner parking lot after their sunrise coffee. Someone had pressed the pause button and forgotten to release it, which was just fine with my grandparents, God bless them. Charles and Macy McDermott looked just like the farm couple in Grant Wood's painting, only not nearly as energetic. Grandpa, lanky and long-faced, she, shorter and dark-eyed. Neither one smiled much. They shuffled about in a two-bedroom frame house, chewing Brown's Mule tobacco, watching soap operas and reading Zane Grey novels. It was my mom's idea for me to spend a week with them. Let 10-year-old Max get to know his grandparents and mom's hometown. So she gave me a chocolate bar and a kiss, loaded me on a Greyhound bus, and waved goodbye. The trip peaked with the candy bar. After one day, I knew this was going to be the longest week of my life.